USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump says he would be disappointed if North Korea is continuing to test nuclear weapons.
I'd be disappointed if something would be in the works, and if it is, we'll take care of it, but we'll see. We're watching it very closely.
North Korean officials said over the weekend that they had performed another crucial test at its long-range launch site. A massive storm is moving across the eastern half of the United States. The storm is expected to last through Tuesday, bringing ice and freezing rain to the East Coast and snow to New England and parts of upstate New York. Now, on the southern side of that storm, folks are dealing with tornado watches and warnings. The National Weather Service has issued a tornado emergency for Alexandria, Louisiana, and at least one person was killed already in a tornado. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
So there's this guy named Jordan, and he's a healthy guy. He's a dad of six, and he works as a guide in Alaska. But then he goes to the doctor, and he's diagnosed with cancer, stage four. And here's the thing. He had switched from medical insurance to MediShare, which is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry. So the question for Jordan and his wife, Jenny, was, is this really going to work?
Our medical bills exceeded $160,000. MediShare members shared all our bills.
And it was about more than just the money, too. This is a real community.
MediShare is a family, a group of people that stick with you through the hardest times of your life. I just don't know how I could have done it without MediShare.
It's so worth looking into. There's a reason this is growing so fast. If you want to find out more, here's a number for you. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Residents in the eastern half of the country are getting hit with another massive storm. The storm is expected to last through Tuesday morning, bringing ice and freezing rain to the East Coast. Winter storm warnings are in effect in northern Pennsylvania, upstate New York, and parts of New England, where they're expected to get several inches of snow. Meanwhile, on the other side of that storm, severe thunderstorms and damaging winds are expected in the deep south. The New England Patriots are dealing with allegations of cheating once again. With the details, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
The NFL's New England Patriots are suspending a videographer who was caught filming the Cincinnati Bengals sideline this month during a game in Cleveland. The Patriots say Dave Mondillo broke NFL rules with his filming a week before the Patriots were playing the Bengals. The Pats accepting responsibility but saying the film crew was an independent operation that didn't know it was violating policy.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, the conservative warrior. My show War Now airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wayne Allyn Root Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wayne Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email wayneroot@gmail.com.
In entertainment news, USA Radio Network's Wendy King has a look at the top movies at the box office this weekend.
This next venture is even more challenging. Now remember, the future of Jumanji is in your hands.
I have one important question. Who is Jumanji?
Is that Barbara's boy?
We're gonna die.
We did die.
Are we in hell?
I knew it.
Oh my God. Jumanji, the next level, takes over the number one spot this week, bringing in $60 million. Disney's Frozen 2 drops down to number 2, taking in $19 million. Knives Out slips down to number 3 with $9.3 million. Richard Jewell, directed by Clint Eastwood, is at number 4 with an even $5 million. Just in time for the holidays, the movie Black Christmas is at number 5 with $4.4 million. Ford vs. Ferrari still on the charts at number 6 with $4.1 million. Queen and Slim is at number 7 with 3.6 million. Still holding on at number 7, the Tom Hanks movie, A Beautiful Day in the Neighborhood, about Mr. Rogers, takes in 3.4 million. Dark Waters with Anne Hathaway and Mark Ruffalo is at number 9, taking in 2 million. And rounding out the top 10, 21 Bridges with Chad Boseman and Sienna Miller, bringing in 1.2 million. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.